I'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, June 1st, 2009. My name is Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to be able to conduct this meeting. We'll begin the meeting by having an invocation by first reader Tracy Sullivan of the Christian Science Church, and Tracy will be followed by our Pledge of Allegiance, which will be given by Scout Cole Martindale of Troop Number 553. Please rise for both the invocation and the pledge.
Let me start by saying, as a citizen of Mesa, and I'm sure I don't speak only for myself, I appreciate the difficulty of the tasks before our City Council, and I want to thank the Council members for their service to the community. These meetings begin with prayer. Wonderful. And I'm happy to be here today to affirm the power of prayer. It's been demonstrated in my life. Once I accidentally swallowed what was considered to be a deadly poison, and I lived. To me, that says that our community can't be deprived of anything it needs to live. Another time, I was alone, drowning in a stormy ocean, and was rescued. That tells me of God's care for all. So I come to prayer with the assurance of God's great goodness. Join me as we pray together. Father, as our council members seek the answers to many questions, may they be guided by your loving wisdom. Our community, in fact, our country, faces what seems to be very deep waters. But we're reminded by the prophet Isaiah of your comforting promises. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and the rivers will not overflow you. I will be with you. I have loved you. The Apostle Paul spoke to the Corinthians of his own hardships in his ministry and said, "We are troubled on every side, but not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." And then he went on to describe the spirit of faith and God's abundant grace. Jesus told us we could turn to God to meet every need, and proved it by feeding thousands, stilling storms, and healing bodies and lives. Father, help us to hold to these thoughts. Fill our hearts and minds with your wisdom and love. And to paraphrase Solomon's prayer to you, give me, O Lord, an understanding heart, that I may know your love and share it with your children. Amen.
Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Ms. Sullivan and Cole. Appreciate it. We'll now proceed with the mayor's welcome.
Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting. Thank you for your interest and participation in the City of Mesa. At this time, please turn off or select the vibrate option on all cell phones or pagers while the meeting is in progress. If you would like to speak on any items, please fill out one of the blue cards located in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. You also may ask for an item to be removed from the consent agenda. Items on the consent agenda are read into the record and voted on in one motion. On zoning cases, comments from citizens are made after the applicant presents their case, and we ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. At the end of tonight's meeting, under items from citizens present, there is an opportunity for 3 citizens to speak on any issue, with a maximum of 3 minutes each. When the mayor calls your name, please step up to the podium and state your name and address and make your comments. The timer on the wall to the right of the City Council will keep track of your time. The City of Mesa operates under a council district system, with the mayor elected at large. The mayor of Mesa is Scott Smith, serving his first term. There are 6 districts in Mesa, and here are your elected council members. In District 1, Dave Richens represents Northwest Mesa. In District 2, Alex Finner represents Central and South Central Mesa. In District 3, Dennis Cavanaugh represents Southwest Mesa. In District 4, Kyle Jones represents Downtown Mesa and the area south of downtown. In District 5, Dina Higgins represents Northeast Mesa. And in District 6, Scott Summers represents Southeast Mesa. Information about your council members and the City of Mesa is available online at www.mesaaz.gov. All City Council meetings are broadcast live and then rebroadcast on Mesa Channel 11. To view the programming schedule, log on to mesachannel11.com.
Thank you. The first item on our agenda is to take action on all consent agenda items. The consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 5, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 6A, act on new liquor license for Black Angus Steakhouse, 6902 East Hampton Avenue. Item 6B, act on new liquor license for Blue Moon, 1933 West Main Street, Suite 1H. Item 6C, act on new liquor license for Mariscos Vuelve La Vida, 1328 West University Drive. Item 6D, act on new liquor license for Nunthaporton's Thai Cuisine, 17 West Main Street. Item 7A, act on contract to purchase 5 764/870 megahertz dual band mobile radios for the fire department. Item 7B, act on contract to purchase and install replacement carpeting in the Communications 911 Dispatch Center. Item 7C, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement fire pumper trucks for the fire department. Item 7D, act on contract to upgrade sulfide control stations at various locations, $1,015,023.90, funding available from the fiscal year 08-09 wastewater capital bond program. It may be partially funded by a 2% loan from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act through the state's Water Infrastructure Finance Authority. Item 7E, act on contract to replace City Well at 31 East 3rd Place, $981,244. Funding available in the fiscal year 08-09 Water Bond Capital Program. This project may be funded with a grant and a 2% loan, both from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 through the state's Water Infrastructure Finance Authority. Item 7F, act on contract for pump replacement at 962 North Riverview, $239,030. Funding available in the fiscal year 08-09 Wastewater Capital Bond Program. The project may also be funded with a grant and a 2% loan, both from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 through the state's Water Infrastructure Finance Authority. Item 7G, act on contract to replace Police Department uninterruptible power supply system at 130 North Robeson, $31,167.35. Funding available in the preliminary fiscal year 09-10 police operating budget. Item 7H, act on contract for concrete replacement at Fire Station 211, 2130 North Horn Road, $28,508.43. Funding available in the fiscal year 08-09 facility maintenance operating budget. Item 8A, act on resolution extinguishing a public utilities easement at 4325 East Southern Avenue. Item 8B, act on resolution granting a telecommunications easement to Quest Corporation on city-owned property at 250 East 1st Avenue. Item 8C, act on resolution granting an irrigation easement to Salt River Project across city-owned property located at the intersection of Dobson Road and Main Street. Item 8D, act on resolution to extinguish a public utility easement at 1761 West Kiowa Avenue. Item 8E, act on resolution authorizing the city to enter into loan agreements with the Water Infrastructure Finance Authority for water and wastewater improvements. Item 8F, act on resolution approving and authorizing the procurement of solar electric generation equipment. Item 9A, introduce ordinance and setting June 22, 2009 as date of public hearing. Ordinance amending various sections of the Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 9B, introduce ordinance and setting June 22, 2009 as date of public hearing to amend Section 5-10-310 of the Mesa City Code regarding privileged tax licenses. Item 9C, introduce ordinance and setting June 22, 2009 as the date of a public hearing. This is to act on Z09-09, 3361 South Signal Butte Road, site plan review, to allow for development of City of Mesa Fire Station. Item 10, introduction of the following ordinances relating to utility rates and setting June 22, 2009 as the date of the public hearing on these ordinances. Item 10A, modifying rates for electric utility services. Item 10B, modifying rates for natural gas utility services. Item 10C, modifying rates for wastewater utility services. Item 10D, modifying rates for water utility services. Item 10E, modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities. Item 10F, modifying the fees and charges for utility customers. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any council member that would wishes to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from citizens to remove any items?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. There being no request to remove, we'll vote on the consent agenda. We have a motion by Councilmember Summers and a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda. Please vote. Is there any discussion at all? Okay, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is approved. The second item on the agenda tonight is to conduct a public hearing and take action on the proposed annual assessments for the Mesa Town Center Improvement District. Item 2A is actually a reopening of a public hearing that we started a couple weeks ago in the last council meeting. And due to some questions that were raised, the council decided to continue this item, action on this item, which will be taken on item 2B. And since we delayed action on this, we decided to reopen or keep open the public hearing portion. So therefore, we'll now take testimony from the public. We have three requests to speak from the audience. Ms. Elizabeth Freeman. Ms. Freeman, if you'd restate your name and your address for the record, and you have 3 minutes. And Ms. Freeman will be followed by Mr. John Richards.
I am Elizabeth Freeman. I go by Betty Freeman. I'm a business owner in downtown Mesa. I own Inside the Bungalow coffee shop and yoga studio at 48 North Robson. Mayor Smith and city council members, as a property owner and business owner, I am opposed to the proposed 3% annual rate increase in assessments for downtown business owners. Obviously, the local economy is stalled and local businesses are failing. Property values have tumbled, and this is not the time to throw an additional hurdle in front of downtown property owners, particularly as the vision for downtown Mesa has yet to be determined and won't be finalized until sometime in November. So I hope that you will vote against putting in place the 3% increase. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Betty. Mr. John Richards, and Mr. Richards will be followed by Jeff Broucher. I hope I got that right.
Mayor and City Councilman, my name is John Richards. I live at 3256 East Downing Circle in Mesa. I'm fundamentally opposed to this. It's not a terribly large increase, but I guess the overall problem is the issue of any increase that happens in an economy that's basically tumbling. I hate to reiterate what someone's already said, but we're dealing with a tough economy out there. We're all trying to survive, and our goal, of course, is to be in business when the economy recovers. So I would hope that the city councilman would review this and look at what's going to benefit downtown Mesa the most and whether this 3% is actually going to benefit us, or if not increasing, it's going to benefit us as a group. And I hope as a resolution it's voted down. Thanks.
Mr. Rich, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Because you raise an interesting and valid point about the economy. From what we heard before, there has not been an increase for many, many years.
That's not true. There was a 10% increase in 1999, and there was a 3% increase last year. Was the first step of four 3% increases, which was a total of 12.5% increases. So there was a 3% increase last year that was implemented. And it's fair to have these increases every 10 years to have a 10% increase, but I just think right now is probably an inappropriate time to do this. And okay. I think the board members of the DMA need to realize that and go back and reevaluate it, and maybe in 4 years they can say, you know what, now's the time for us to do these 3% increases and put this back in order. I think the DMA, just so you guys know, I'm pro DMA. I think the group is a group that's supportive of what the downtown purpose is, and I just don't want to see increases happening right now. I mean, as a business owner, I think there's a whole scope of things that are cost increases all over the place, and we're just trying to keep the cost increases down because our sales are down. We would love to be here for the recovery process, I guess is my point. So,
let me ask you another question. Did we go through the same process at the DMA level with the board? Did we have that, or was it just, in your mind, was it just sort of set in place that this was going to happen automatically?
Well, I wasn't on the board when these things were decided. I'm not on the board currently. But I think the board struggled with these increases, and there's always, you know, what are the increases for? Are they for wage increases? Are they increased services? And I think the answer wasn't that they were increasing services for the owners downtown. It was just, it's every 10 years we have increased wages, we have increased costs, you know, rents go up, utilities go up, and those costs increase. I would hope that, you know, employee wages aren't increasing right now. I would hope that, you know, As a property owner, we're not seeing our rents go up. We're actually seeing most of our tenants asking for rent reductions. And so we see a downward pressure on overall costs. And we would hope the DMA would be able to live with the same dollar amount and figure out a way to tighten their belt and provide not more services, but just the same services they've been providing.
But they had this debate on the board, even though you weren't a member of it. I mean, is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Jeff, and I apologize.
That's okay.
Brocker.
Yeah. Mayor Smith and the members of the City Council, I'm Jeff Brocker, a property owner and business owner of Justice Tracks at 1 West Main Street. And I think, Mayor Smith, you correctly stated in the last study session that the City Council was not imposing the DMA assessment increase, but you referred to it as a self-assessment, which was correct. Tonight, however, you are taking a vote to approve that increase, and we as business and property owners are asking that you consider voting no on that. You know, in these tough economic times, the Downtown Merchants Association, like the city and other organizations, should and have tightened their belts. I know you as a council have made some really tough decisions and really made some hard cutbacks and really managed the budget of the city well by reining those in, and we're kind of asking those same things because the increase in these costs are passed on to our customers and can put many of the merchants at a downtown economic advantage from other merchants throughout the town. And so we're just trying to do that so it just isn't the straw that kind of breaks the back of the downtown. I mean, magnificent things have been done in the downtown here. I went to high school at the old Mesa High School and watched the old downtown die. And watch through the leadership of the city and the Downtown Merchants Association bring it back, and marvelous things have been done, and that's why we brought our business to downtown Phoenix from the Metro Center areas 7 years ago. And so I would ask that maybe we could try to tighten the belt and the budget with the Downtown Merchants Association without getting this increase for the next couple of years and try to take some of that pressure off of the merchants. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Brocker. We have several citizens who have submitted blue cards who don't wish to speak, but wish to have their opposition to the increase marked into the record. Ms. Mary Axelson, Ms. Susan Tiptraney, Mr. Bill Passy, Ms. Terry McCook, Mr. Dan Alber, I believe, Ms. Virginia Bird, Ms. Ann Steer, Mr. Darvin Harmon, and Mr. Noonthaporn Trickamal. I apologize for the name. I hope that was close. Ms. Crocker, are there any other requests, or is there any other citizen that would like to speak?
No additional requests, Mayor.
Okay. Any council member wish to speak on this? There be no. You want to speak now or on 2B? Okay. All right. There being no further requests, declare the public hearing closed. We'll now move on to item 2B, which is to take action on the resolution approving the proposed annual assessments for the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228. And it's a 3% increase that was first approved of this by the previous council last year and was also submitted as approved by the DMA board. Councilmember Higgins.
Thank you, Mayor. I couldn't have said it. I have to say that Mr. Brocker, I you took the words out of my mouth and said it more eloquently that I'm sure I could, that the city has made some, you know, really hard cutbacks across the board. And I agree with you. I think this is not the right time to impose or have another rate increase of 3%, and that we should keep it as it is. I was a fan of rollback, but that wasn't an option right now, I guess. But and the same with Ms. Freeman, you did. I mean, exactly. Those words are exactly what I would like to say. So I agree with you. I'm opposed to the 3% increase, and I won't be voting for that this evening.
Thank you, Councilmember. Any other questions or comments? None. Oh, Vice Mayor, sorry.
While I appreciate the concern about raising it 3%, and it's a very difficult thing to do, especially in a tough economic time, reality is we're not going to pull out of this very quickly. It's going to be a couple of years at best before things really get turned around. And then once light rail construction begins, it's going to be more of a challenge. So what we're really talking about is what you, those who just got up and spoke, are proposing, that we don't have a rate increase for another 7 or 8 years. And I don't know that we can accomplish what we need to through the Downtown Mesa Association with that kind of a timeline. It's going to be easier to do a 3% increase right now than it will be 3 or 4 years from now. And I still believe it is the right move to make, and I propose we move forward with the assessment.
Okay, thank you. Any other? Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. I was the one that originally pulled this from the item with support of the council 2 weeks ago now. Initially, I was not in support of this, and I still have some concerns, basically, that they've been already reflected here. This is a very bad economy. We hope to see bottom soon, but right now, folks are struggling and question whether or not this is the right time to have an increase. What gave me at least a little bit of comfort was the fact that this this increase had been discussed at length. And Vice Mayor, you brought this to our attention during the study session, that it's been 10 years nearly since the previous increase, and that was a 10% increase, and the budget's held fairly steady over the 7 years. There was a 3% last year, 3% this year, and 3% next year to try to bring that up for increase in the costs of, some of that's employees, and the increase in health insurance, other the increase in printing. I'll support it this year, but I'm interested in seeing what the results are. There have been some concerns, and I talked to the DMA from the dais right now, that I've heard that they would like to see some better promotion of the downtown area, better use of the dollars to promote the downtown businesses, and I think that is absolutely the right use for the 5% increase, or excuse me, 3% increase, if they're going to go that way. Continue your strong work on planning, working with the city, helping to remove graffiti, and the promotion of downtown events is also very important. That said, hopefully we see this economy start to surge in the next few years with what's coming in downtown. The DMA is going to be a very important partner in what happens downtown in the revitalization, if you will, the continued revitalization of downtown. So because of that, I will move forward with it, though we'll see what happens next year. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Richens.
The city pays this fee also. So we vote and we're assessing ourselves as well. I mean, we're a major property owner in downtown Mesa, and we fully participate in that fee. This is a group of business owners who, if the council is out of the equation, the DMA board, or the DMA board, which is made up of property owners, voted to support this increase. So if we weren't even part of this equation, they would assess themselves. We're just ratifying a lot of the decisions that they are making, because they're really in control of this thing. If you don't like the way the DMA boards, I encourage you to be involved. If you don't like the way the DMA votes, I encourage you to get involved with DMA to change the policy then. Again, voting yes assesses us as well as a big property owner in downtown. And I share your pain. We fill in our budgets. We have to make adjustments, too, based on the increase. So I know where you're coming from, but I'm going to vote to support the increase.
Thank you, Councilmember. Any other comments? We have a first a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by the Vice Mayor. I'd like to just agree with what Councilmember Richens, and I think I said it the other day in the council, in the study session. You know, but for the statutory requirement, we would not be acting upon this. I've been fairly outspoken in what I think can happen and is should happen in moving downtown forward. And I've had some very, I would say, frank discussions with DMA leadership, and it's been a good back and forth. I think it would be disingenuous right now for me to ask for them to take a broader role and to come up with some broad leadership initiatives and then to micromanage and take away what I believe is a DMA process. So I agree with Councilmember Richens that we're affirming what was passed at the DMA level. I'm assuming, and based on what I've even heard tonight, that there was a process, there was discussion, there was debate at the DMA level for the self-assessment. We were involved as a city in those discussions. And if this were some egregious increase, or if there was a pattern of large increases or malfeasance, I would feel a little differently. But I'm not sure that even an increase that the opponents have said is not significant rises to that level. And therefore, I'm going to defer to what has happened at the DMA level. I think downtown is all our future, but it's especially your future because you run the organization that makes these determinations. And I would suggest that if, as Councilmember Richens says, that if you do not like the direction that leadership has taken, that you need to be vocal and get on the board and steer it a different way. I know that representing the city like I have, I certainly have been vocal, and I hope that input has had some difference. I'm sure it has in many ways, and other ways it may not, and we're going to continue to press that. So I'm going to be voting in favor of this simply because I think it is not our role to step in and micromanage something which has been adequately debated at the DMA level, and there is a system set up for self-assessment, and those have had their voices heard, and it's gone through a process. So, yes, Councilmember.
Mayor, can I ask a question? Was this 3% for 3 years or whatever, was this agreed upon like 2 years ago? So this year, the board didn't have another discussion where you had the ability to say, hey, you know what, we don't want to do that this year because it was already agreed upon a couple of years ago. I don't know the answer to that. I'm hearing people agreeing in the back of what I just said, but I'm not sure. Can we ask Tom or somebody to add?
We can ask Tom. I think I asked that question of somebody whether this issue was debated. And yeah, we asked it a couple of times, and it was answered in the affirmative that it was debated.
I just want to know, was it with this year, or was it when you agreed to have this ongoing 3% over 3 years, a year and a half ago?
It was, and I misspoke before. I was saying 3 years, meaning 3 years forward. It was debated in 2007 and 2008. We held a special meeting for our board, and then, of course, it came before council with public hearings in 2008. So it was debated in 2008, and DMA passed it and the city council passed it. So it was, the first assessment was in 2008. And so this is the second one. When we brought it forward, we let folks know that it was part of what was agreed to, and the 3% was going to happen this year. So, and I think it's one of those, as Freddie Curry mentioned in the study session, we'll take a good hard look at it, for even though it's on schedule for 2010, 2011, we very much understand the economy. So I think our board will probably take it back up and take a look at it for the next 2 years.
So it wasn't rediscussed and rehashed out among the DMA board and people for this 3% because it was already included in the decision.
It was included and the information was provided, and there wasn't a lot of discussion about it. And I think part of the reason, and I think what you're hearing from some very legitimate folks, is that it's just it's the timing, and it's kind of the straw on the camel's back, so to speak. Over 200 of the folks that are assessed are paying less than $50 increase. So again, it's not the amount. I think it's just the timing, and it's the principle that we're hearing, and I'll certainly bring that back to my board so that we can take a harder look at it for 2010 and 2011, which is scheduled to increase. But I think our board needs to have that debate.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Plugin.
Thanks.
Okay, we have a motion once again by Councilman Kavanaugh. Second.
I'm sorry.
We have a motion and a second. You want to say something, Councilman Finter?
Yes, sir. If for comments, I didn't have the benefit of last Thursday's debate, so I've been trying to pick up as much information as I could. And actually, Councilmember Richens helped me to get to that point, and that is, as one of the largest property owners in this area, this is the first time that I think I've had the opportunity to put some input in. I'll be opposing this motion. I appreciate all the good work that DMA does. It's been, as everyone knows, a very difficult reinvention of many of the city departments in difficult times. And I feel for all the testimony that we've received. So I'll be opposing this motion. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other comments? Please vote. The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative, with Council Members Finter and Higgins voting nay. The motion passes. The next item on the agenda is item number 3, to conduct a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2009-10 budget plan. By statute, we are required to conduct a public hearing and to take action on the tentative budget. This tentative budget is the maximum budget and the maximum amount of money which this city can spend. This is not the final budget, and that will be action will be taken up on that in the next council meeting on June 22nd. So once we take action on this tonight, assuming that we will approve this, then that is the most money that the city can spend for the following year. It is not the amount of money we'll spend, but it sets the utter limits to that. So with that being said, Ms. We have Runcrest to speak on this item from the public. Mr. Walter Vance. Mr. Vance, you have 3 minutes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, Vice Mayor, Council Members. I'm Walter Vance. I represent the Fraternal Order of Police, which represents sworn officers of the Mesa Police Department. I am also a resident of the city, living in District 5. We understand the troubles with the budget and with the economy. In January, our officers took a 2% pay cut and forego pay raises that were scheduled. Our understanding is effective July 1st, merit pays for these officers that are the younger officers are going to be frozen. Unknown when those will be unfrozen. With the economy, nobody knows. These merit pays are going to officers like Officer Cervantes, who was shot in the line of duty a week ago, this past Saturday. Thank goodness he's at home now resting, and he will do good, and I believe he'll be back to work in 6 months, or maybe longer, maybe shorter, depending on him. Another officer responding to that same scene was also ambushed. Two bullets went through his driver's side window and came inches from hitting him in the face. So these things are important to our officers that are risking their lives out here for this city. We work our best to bring the crime down, and the guys that are bringing the crime rate down over the last 3 years are these younger officers that are not going to receive this 5% merit pay. On top of that, we've still lost the 2% from January that we were told that some way we would try to bring that back. The FOP's priority, and the top priority for the FOP, is to maintain and not lose more pay for our officers, and that would be that 5% merit pay that these officers that have less than 7 years on the department were told when they were hired on, that if they did a good job, if they did their job and they did it well, that they would receive merit increases. They're out there doing their job. They're doing it well. You can see with the crime reduction over the last 3 years, these officers aren't going to receive that merit increase. There's already rumbling going on in the police department that officers are already talking about looking to go elsewhere, because if we lose the 5%, we're going to go find somewhere that's going to give us pay raises, regular pay raises. So as we all know, that happens sometimes. It doesn't happen sometimes. But I don't want to be the one out here on the street working with very few, with less officers than we need, or unqualified officers that we have to send back through training, which costs us money to do. Because if we lose officers and we're not giving pay raises, and officers applying for jobs here don't know when they're getting pay raises, we're not going to get the quality officers. They're going to go places where they know they're going to be paid equivalent of the experience that they have. So I appreciate you hearing me here today. I don't oppose or not oppose the budget. I understand it's a tough thing to do. I just want to make sure that you understand where our officers are coming from. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vance. Appreciate it. Any other requests to speak on this item, Ms. Carter?
No additional requests, Mayor.
Any council member want to speak now, or do we act? Be no action. I declare the public hearing closed. And I move on to item number 4, which is to take action on the adoption of the tentative proposed fiscal year 2009-2010 budget plan. Vice Mayor?
Thank you, Mayor. I hereby move that we tentatively adopt the legal three-page budget for the City of Mesa for the fiscal year 2009-2010 in the amount of $928,540,835 for the operating portion and $208,682,013 for scheduled bond capital improvements for a total city budget appropriation of $1,137,222,848.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. We have a motion by the Vice Mayor, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Do we have any discussion by council members? None. Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the tentative budget for fiscal year 2009-10 is approved. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
We have no requests.
Move to
No, I just wanted to, Mr. Vance mentioned recent events involving our officers who were in the line of duty, and we're glad to hear that he's doing okay. And I know he has some issues with some, you know, damage done to the arm, but we're really grateful that looks like it's turning out for the better. We appreciate that, and we appreciate the service that all our public safety officers, both in the police and the fire department and others, and the service that they give to us. We really do. And also just a note on our state treasurer, Mr. Dean Martin, with this tragic loss of his wife and his son, and just a really unusual event. Our hearts and prayers are to him. Very nice individual, very nice gentleman, and we just wanted to make sure that he knows how we feel his loss also. Any other questions or comments? We have a motion to adjourn. A second? Second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.